Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast, the only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it. What is up, gentlemen? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the UMP. I really do appreciate you joining me, and today we are going to talk about assuming familiarity to up your attractiveness to women by at least 26.23441631212%. Because when you do this tactic, assuming familiarity, which I'm going to explain in deep detail, you will cause women to feel way more comfortable around you. They will get more attracted to you because it shows certain personality traits that you really want to communicate to them, and they will be far more inclined to give you their phone number, go on a date with you, and hook up with you when you use this technique. Gentlemen, before I jump into the content, I want to read a quick email I just got from my boy Michael. Michael, what is up, brother? He says, Mark, brother, I love you, man. And guys, it's funny because when you start getting girls, you start throwing the word around love pretty easily because you get so fucking pumped up. So he says, since I started learning from you, my life is only up. I am only in week 3 of the program, but you have done so much for me, I can't even explain it. I'm noticing more attention from women. Some of the times on my schedule are double booked, and I'm actually blowing some women out because of it. And these are high quality women, including 8s and 10s. You know how it is because you two lived in Hawaii. I can't put my finger on it, but even looking at myself in the mirror, I'm different. I have probably over 10 other women asking for a time for a date, and I am literally overbooked. Gentlemen, when you come into the program, the reason it works so quickly and effectively is because we do use that all-important NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, from the moment you join with us. Not only do we take thorough notes on you during our one-hour NLP session that you do before you come into the program, but also with the NLP intake form, I am able to create for you a custom 3-month NLP protocol that begins working just that quickly. It reminds me of another guy who came into the program who was working at a hotel, and I think it was week 4 or 5, he had some random chick pull him into her room and give him a blowjob, and they only said a handful of words to one another. I swear it is this effective because you are remapping what's going on inside your head. When you do that, you behave differently, and women are tapped into men's behavior. So even when you're just minding your own business, doing your own thing, women get attracted to you and they throw themselves at you because of it. And again, it's all within the head. And I work on your head with that all-important NLP. So if you're interested in joining us, click the link in the description below, fill out the quick application. You and I are going to talk a little bit, and then you're going to get on a free 1-hour NLP session to see if we can at least 10x your results with women, as we do with every single client that comes into the program. With that out of the way, gentlemen, assume familiarity. What does this mean? It means exactly as it sounds. You want to assume, which means not making an ass out of you and me, but it actually means for you to just expect, just anticipate, just do that all important assuming that you guys are going to be familiar with each other. So in other words, this means that you should treat everybody you talk to like an old friend. Now, this is obviously extremely cliche, and I am going to go deeper than what most coaches do, which is to stick with the cliche kind of stuff. I like to try to get deeper into the weeds, and I'm going to explain how you assume familiarity from the moment you open her into dating her, into texting with her, and even into being in a relationship with her. The reason why I thought of doing this podcast is because the other day I was walking through the mall. I see this girl who I was pretty sure I hooked up with. And I was like, oh my hell, there's another one, right? Because when you get around, you start seeing girls that you've hooked up with. So I see this girl and she's working at one of those stations in the middle of the mall where they sell like bullshit and they try to get you to come over, like try our Israeli bath soaps. And you're like, ah, get away from me. Well, she was pretty banging and she's standing there. So I thought I knew her. So she looks at me and I smiled at her as if it was an old friend, right? I'm like, hey, what's up? And I actually said, what's up to her? In fact, I said, hey, how you been? And that's something I'm going to teach you to do in a minute. And she's like, hey, how are you? And she's like, have you seen these, whatever they were? They were like necklaces. And I was like, nah, I'm not really interested. Anyway, what have you been up to? And as we're talking, I'm like, oh shit, this isn't the chick. And as we're talking, I can tell she's getting attracted to me. Here are some signs of attraction. Playing with her hair, licking her lips, asking you personal questions, touching you, invading your personal space, standing with both her feet pointed at you, or, which is actually more common, crossing one leg over the other so that her feet are parallel, but on opposite sides of one another. So she's doing all these things and I'm like, oh, here we go again, bro. Another chick who's attracted and you guys too are going to experience this. And I did realize, I don't know this chick. We don't know each other. So I wrap up the conversation. I'm like, hey, have a good day. And I walk away and I'm like, okay, I have to do a podcast on assuming familiarity because that assumption of familiarity, meaning I assumed, and it was a mistake, but I assumed that I knew her and I was so familiar with my approach to her, with my opening line, that it immediately built rapport in her mind and attraction in her mind because guys who behave as if you're an old friend to them are comfortable in their own skin and yes, they are high value. When you walk around life feeling comfortable with yourself, when you think strangers are friends I haven't met yet, and when you're basically an alpha male silverback, you are going to assume familiarity in this way. What does it mean? It means you assume you know the person. You act as if you guys are old friends. And that's what I want you to do to every single girl, man, woman, child from this point forward. This communicates extremely high value. And because you're communicating high value, you're going to get that much more attraction from women. A lot of guys don't do this. What they do is they go in assuming unfamiliarity. They assume, which is quite logical, that this chick is a stranger. I don't know her. So I'm going to be very standoffish. I'm going to have tonality and body language that communicates, I don't know you yet, and I'm going to be defensive. Think about this logically. A guy who's successful in his environment, is he afraid or is he fearless? The obvious answer is that he's fearless, isn't he? He isn't threatened by outside circumstances. Being fearless also means assuming everybody's your friend. Everybody's cool. I'm not afraid of you, so I'm gonna treat you like an old friend from the moment I meet you. Being fearful, on the other hand, and think about guys in the nightclub or the bars or wherever you happen to be who aren't good with women, they're coming from a fearful stance. They are coming from stranger danger. I don't know this person, so I'm going to be very tight. I'm going to be very restricted, and I'm not going to assume that familiarity. So the moment you assume that you guys are familiar, that you're old friends, and you treat her like an old friend, or better yet, a girl that you've already hooked up with, as I did with that chick at the mall, they are going to automatically and unconsciously get more attracted to you because it communicates high value. Only a high value guy can treat everybody like an old friend, can walk around society open, fearless, throwing shit at everybody, talking to everybody in ways that I'm going to teach you that communicate, hey, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of this environment and I'm willing to be completely familiar with you. And if you don't like it, I'm afraid I can't help you with that. That's your issue. My protocol is I am comfortable in my own skin. I'm not afraid of interactions. Strangers are friends I haven't met yet. And I'm going to treat everybody like I've known them from years. Guys, this is going to get you so unbelievably laid, I cannot even explain it because it communicates all those high value traits. Now let's actually get into the method. From the beginning, I want you guys, instead of saying, how are you? I want you saying, how have you been? Think about the difference between you going up to a clerk and saying, hey, how are you? It's very formal. It's very unfamiliar. But if you say, how have you been? It assumes that familiarity, that we've known each other, we have history. And when you map history into an initial interaction, it's almost like role-playing that you guys do have history, that you are old friends, and they start to feel that from you. Here's the reason it takes up to 13 hours to have sex with a woman. You guys have to build familiarity. You have to build rapport. But when you assume it from the get-go and use language, body language, and mannerisms to communicate that familiarity from the get-go, it rapidly decreases the amount of time that you have to put into trying to sleep with the woman. Now, as I always talk about, I do suggest you guys make her wait, and look at my language there, make her wait 13 hours before she can have sex with you. And that's from the very first conversation to the moment that you guys are having sex. It's about 13 hours, give or take. It depends on the woman, but it's about 13 hours. I want you to make them wait. But at the same time, I want you to be familiar. Hey, how you been? What have you been up to? How have things been going? I also say to clerks all the time, have you had to choke anybody out yet? Have you poisoned anybody's food today? Is something I'll say to waitresses, jokingly. Who would say, so hey, have you poisoned anybody's food today? With a smile on your face, those listening can't see that I'm kind of smirking, I'm just joking, I'm being lighthearted. Who would say that except for a good friend? So we cut through all the standard bullshit. Guys, I fucking hate small talk more than anything. Marissa always laughs because when we go to neighborhood parties where we're meeting new people and we just moved into a new neighborhood, I'm always like, oh my hell, I hate these things. But what I do is I go in and I become the most popular dude because once I get warmed up, I start dropping charisma bombs, I assume familiarity, I cut through all that bullshit and get straight to it. Another thing I like to do, and I challenge you guys to do this, is to get people who are working out of worker mode and into familiar mode, which means into friendly mode. We all have personas that we put on when we're at work. I don't, because this is my work and I give you guys the real me, but you get some store clerk at JCPenney and she's like, hey, can I help you today? And she's in this worker bee mode. And I try to get them out of that mode by immediately saying, the very first thing I say is something like, what's up, Kelly? Reading her name tag, how have you been? What have you been up to? How's work? How are things back at the home front? Have to choke anybody out today? Have to stab anybody with those little pins that they stick in all the shirts and they're on the ground and you freaking step on them and get them into your foot? Just joking with them and assuming that familiarity. Also, guys, body language. When you have open body language, relaxed body language that you would have with your best friend, and more importantly, tonality that you would have with your best friend, that's when girls get attracted to you. I'm telling you. The more comfortable you can be speaking to a woman, the better it's gonna work for you. This is why when I open women at the gym, I go up and I lean on a machine or I sit down on the bench. When I'm talking to girls in the nightclub, I always wanna make sure I'm more comfortable than they are. If I'm in a situation where I'm being bumped by people walking by as I'm trying to talk to this chick, that communicates that my discomfort is worth bearing in order to talk to her, so I'm low value. If, on the other hand, I'm getting bumped and I'm like, hey, I'm getting bumped right now, let's move over here, this shows that my comfort is more important than talking to her. Meanwhile, I have relaxed body language, right? I might lean on something, sit down if I can. If I'm at a bar and there's bar stools and I'm talking to a girl, I'll sit down and I'll pull up a chair for her to sit down and I'm very relaxed. But it's not relaxed as like the blasé, boring, I'm about to fall asleep relaxed. It's the same relaxed body language you have when you're with your best friend. You're just chilling. You're not threatened. Think about this. Guys who have bad body language are essentially threatened. They're closed up. Their arms are in front of them. Their shoulders might be up slightly, protecting the vital organs in their neck. They might be protecting the vital organs in both their stomach as well as their crotch, and they're closing themselves up. Think about a guy getting shelled in a foxhole. That, of course, is defensive body language. It communicates low value. Assuming familiarity is having open body language. I'm not threatened by you. Here's my neck, here's my stomach, here's my crotch flapping in the breeze. And if you don't like it, I'm afraid I can't help you with that. But I'm so comfortable in myself. I'm so alpha and so used to people liking me. I'm gonna treat you with familiarity. I'm gonna ask you interesting questions beyond, oh, where do you go to school? Where do you go to work? Instead, I'm gonna say things like, what's your favorite thing about doing that job? Or if you had $50 million, what would you do with your life? What was the best day of your life? If you could have lunch with anybody throughout history, who would it be? These are questions that go deeper than the bullshit that we have on a day-to-day basis. So when I go to the neighborhood parties, I get popular because I cut through that bullshit. I assume familiarity. I'm very comfortable. My voice is heard over everybody else's, which is a big alpha male tendency. And people feel comfortable with me because I feel comfortable with them. And that's a huge point. The reason why it takes 13 hours to have sex with a woman is because you guys are both getting comfortable with one another. But if you're comfortable immediately because you're not under threat and you're always getting success, so you just assume success, it speeds it up because one half of the equation is already to comfort. And you being more comfortable is gonna make her more comfortable. So in a first conversation, if she's uncomfortable, don't get uncomfortable to try to match her, get more comfortable. And if she doesn't let go and start getting comfortable after like 3 to 5 minutes, call it out and be like, so hey, you have really closed off body language. Just to let you know, I'm not gonna mug you. I'm not gonna try to get anything from you. We're just two people here chatting. So you can relax, you're safe, trust me. It's no big deal. Then she's gonna relax a little bit. She's gonna be like, okay, this dude's different than all the other dudes who come to me all tight and their body language is weird because they're uncomfortable and nervous and trying to take something from me. Instead, boys, you're giving charisma. You're giving value, being a go-giver, as I always talk about, including giving familiarity, talking to them like they're an old friend. I went to a restaurant the other day and I always pick my booth because an alpha male picks where he likes to eat and I don't fuck with tables. I hate them. I like booths. So whenever there's a booth, I'm getting it. So the girl's leading me to the table and I had called her before I actually walked in because the damn parking lot was full. So I call her and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Are you guys busy right now? And she's like, kinda. And I'm like, cool, I'm about to come in. If you wouldn't mind saving me a booth, I'd appreciate it. I'll see you in a minute. And that's the way you would talk to a friend, isn't it? So I walk in and I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm the guy who called for the booth. And she's like, oh yeah. And then as we're walking, I'm like, the reason I called is because this entire parking lot is full. It seems like you guys were slammed. And she's like, oh, it's because of that stupid restaurant next door, First Watch. I've never really heard of First Watch, but apparently it's popular. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know. So anyway, this is my first time here. What do you suggest? And she's like, I suggest this and that. And I'm like, cool. So how many people have you had to kick in the butt today to get them out of here? And she's like, haha, not too many, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, have a good day. And so I had that familiarity with her. I could tell there was a level of attraction there. Then the waitress comes over. I get into a similar conversation, blowing past all the bullshit, the robotic, like, how are you? I'm good. What would you like to eat? Oh, I'll take the fucking tomahawk steak. Nah, dude, it's like, what do you suggest? How many times have you eaten here? What do you think of this restaurant? How's your day going? Just like an old friend. When you assume they are your old friend, they will become your old friend so much more quickly. They will get attracted to you because only an alpha male assumes these things, and they will unconsciously feel attracted to you because of it. So, in the first conversation, how have you been? What have you been up to? As you guys are talking and even going on a date, I want you to throw in some rich questions that elicit emotion. Don't bore them to tears, such as, oh, why did you study psychology? Instead, what was it about psychology that excited you the most? These are questions that you would ask to your best friend. These are questions that elicit emotion. Emotion equals attraction. If you are boring and surface level and robotic and keeping everything super formal, that's gonna bore women to tears. And some guys, including perhaps some of you listening, go on dates where you do this. You keep it very logical. You stick to facts. You don't get her into her emotions. And worst of all, you're not familiar with her. You're not treating her like a best friend. You're treating her like a, oh, this is a first date and it's really scary. I better bring her a flower and blow smoke up her ass and fucking give her my balls in a friggin' knapsack. No, you're chill. You're relaxed. You have open body language. You're joking around like you would joke around with a friend, teasing her a little bit. I had a guy in last night's coaching call ask, what's a good first text? And I gave him the example of when a chick tells me she's a model, I always accuse her of dancing outside a Taco Bell in a burrito outfit. So I ask her, what do you do for a living? And she's like, I'm a model. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you dance outside Taco Bell in a burrito outfit. You know, I think I've seen you. Do you dance in front of that one on Main Street? And she's like, shut up. Anytime you could get that shut up vibe, you're getting attraction. So from that, what do I text her? Do I say, hey, it's Mark. I met you at the Elbow Room last night. So what have you been up to? Fuck no. Boring. Instead, I refer back, as I would with my best friend, to something that her and I laughed about, me accusing her of dancing in a burrito outfit, always with a smile and always joking. We're just teasing and messing around like two kids on the schoolyard. And I text her something like, so, hey, I saw you dancing outside the Taco Bell on Main Street in your burrito outfit. Relax, Kelly, or you're gonna break your hip. And then she can reply back with the fun, assume familiarity type of reply where her and I are in rapport, thus getting more attraction and thus increasing my chances of getting a first date. When people are in rapport, they tease each other, they mess around, they're relaxed, their body language is open and inviting, they ask cool questions that get each other into their emotions, I'm cutting through all that surface level small talk bullshit and I'm getting there. And women appreciate that. But remember, boys, the masculine leads. So you have to be comfortable in order for her to be comfortable. And you can't expect her to be completely comfortable within the first few minutes. What you have to do is ignore her being uncomfortable, respect it, but don't buy into it. Don't follow that frame. Lead the frame of being relaxed, assume familiarity, ask her those types of questions that people who are in deep rapport do with one another, and then she will feel more comfortable with you. She will get more attracted to you. So from here forward, brothers, especially from that very first comment, assume familiarity. No more how are you? It's how have you been? What have you been up to? No more going in with closed off body language and a stifled voice. It's being relaxed, talking to them like they're your best friend. No more not joking with people who you don't know. You can throw jokes out there and listen, if they don't like it, if they don't get it, that's their issue. It's not your issue. I'm always throwing shit at people and making jokes. And in my mind, I'm like, dude, that was an awesome joke. If they don't laugh, do you think I insult myself about it? Hell no. I'm always like, dude, they don't get it. That chick isn't funny. That chick has no personality. When I go out, I choose my booth. I'm very relaxed. I'm familiar. I'm throwing shit out there. I'm teasing girls, having fun with them, asking them engaging questions. And finally, my final point is, always be cognizant of how she's feeling. Always be cognizant of her comfort level. Now, if she's not comfortable, become more comfortable in you. And if her discomfort continues, you can even call it out and say, hey, we're just talking here. No need to be stifled. No need to be scared. I'm not going to mug you. I'm pretty sure I didn't bring my gun today, so you're good. Just relax. It's going to be okay. So anyway, I have an interesting question for you. Have you ever heard of this thing called the cube? And then you run her through the cube, which builds more rapport, more familiarity. And before you know it, you guys are making out, because a girl's going to make out with the dude who she's comfortable with. How do you get a girl comfortable? Assume familiarity from the get-go. And most importantly, boys, you need to feel like the champion of all champions. And I said this in last night's coaching call as well. I'm recording this, by the way, on a Friday. We do the coaching calls on Thursday night, as well as Wednesday night and Tuesday nights. Guys have a choice to come to which ones they want to. What I said in that coaching call is, any venue you walk into, you need to pretend that you own the place, or this is your home. You go to a nightclub, your house. You go to a bar, your house. You go into Walmart, you own that shit. You're the CEO. You go into Chili's or Longhorn Steakhouse, which is where I went, first time I've ever been there. You own that bitch. And when you think that way, you are comfortable. You walk around as if you do own the place. And what happens to the guy who owns the place? What is he? He's high value. He's attractive. Girls get attracted to him. And when customers come in, he's familiar. Hey guys, how you been? How's your night going tonight? Where would you like to sit? And he has that comfort. He has that familiarity. That's what you guys need to bring in to all your interactions with women. Do that and you will get women attracted to you. Gentlemen, I do appreciate you listening. As a reminder, we have a few openings in my 3-month coaching program. I'm not gonna lie, it's a damn popular program and we're not always open. In fact, I have to close pretty often, because why? I offer unlimited access to me. I fight with you shoulder to shoulder in the trenches, and I'm just one dude. I'm a limited resource. So I need to limit the amount of men who can have that kind of access to me, and oftentimes the program is closed. Right now, we do have some openings. So if you've been thinking about it, kind of putting it off, now's the time to execute, because as I mentioned in a previous episode, there are 4 podcasts that are about to drop, which I was a guest on. And anytime that happens, we always get super duper booked up. Sometimes, yes, for months at a time. So if you've been thinking about it, it's time to shit or get off the pot. Click the link in the description below, fill out the quick application. You and I are going to talk. Then if everything looks good, you're going to get on a free 1-hour NLP session with my boy Jared Nozzle or Victor Lynch. And we are going to see if we can at least 10x your results with women. Do that right now while it's on your mind. We are about to get very busy. I drop podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays, so please stay tuned for the next one. And I will see you in the next episode.